is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
We are in celebration of you. Aloha. This is the Universal Spiritual Connection, and I am your host, May Leilani. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 877-270-8714, or we have a direct line, for, and the area code is 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223 or 530-413-4515. And before we get started on our program for this evening, I want to say mahalo to all the listeners for listening to BBSRadio.com, broadcasting into our futures. And I personally want to thank Don and all the staff of BBS Radio for all their hard work and their continuous dedication to each and every one of us, because we do it for all of you. And what's really interesting is this evening we have one of our own. That's right, one of our own. And we have a BBS Radio show host that will be with us the first hour of this show. And her show's name is Higher Dimensions, and she broadcasts every Thursday evenings from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And it's a real honor and pleasure to have a BBS Radio host. We unfortunately don't always have the time to always talk about ourselves, and it's always an honor to have a guest from our radio station on our shows. And it's nice to allow them to share an intimate part of themselves and the work that they are so dedicated in sharing with all of you. And so let's see if we have Phyllis on the line with us this evening. Phyllis, are you with us? Okay, I'm going to also give you guys some interesting background about Phyllis. Now, Phyllis has the ability to see into the future and to read minds from a very early age. She had visions and interaction with unseen others. She also was known to play with invisible playmates until about 11 years of age. Phyllis has also attended the psychic training through National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapists. Now, if any of you would like to personally get in touch with Phyllis, her email address is C as in Charlie, P as in Paul, R as in Ralph, 433913@AOL.com. And her office phone number is area code 202-387-2080. Welcome to the show, Phyllis.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm so sorry. I'm still a little out of breath. I raced in the house and up the stairs.
Well, take a deep breath, and I just got through sharing with all the listeners this evening a little bit of your background, just so I could bring them all up to speed. And we've also made an announcement of your own show that you have every Thursday night.
Well, thank you. How kind of you to say so. Yes, a little bit of my background. Well, I don't know where to begin, so I'll try and make it brief. I had a pretty classical background, as we used to know it, and was raised a Roman Catholic. And so psychic things and so forth were kind of discouraged because it was considered superstitious. And I began having, when I was little, knowledge and understanding of things that adults didn't do. I knew information that I was told I couldn't possibly know. And when I was five and my mother was attacked and robbed and knocked out when she was with me, I told the police where they could find the man who hurt my mother. And, of course, I was only five, so they didn't want to believe me at that point. And 3 months later, after he robbed other people and killed a cab driver, they acted on a tip and found the house, exactly the house that I told them the man was living in. They found that my mother's purse in the hallway. And he admitted to attacking my mother.
I like to call it the old school. You know, a lot of times, even though what we were born with what we thought was a normal way of being,
yes,
you know, as we got older, we found out that that wasn't always the case with individuals around us. And
yes.
So I'm hoping to achieve tonight with all the listeners as well as you share this information, is
mm-hmm.
that it wasn't an easy pathway, you know,
no.
for a lot of us to continue growing spiritually as to where we are at today.
Yeah, and in my case, it was considered superstitious. If you were raised Catholic, it was considered superstitious as suspect and evil. And for that reason, there was a lot of fear. And you got to be known as being different. And, of course, children don't want to be different. They want to be just like everybody else, you know?
Do I hear an exorcism coming?
I'm not preaching to the choir, am I, on this one, am I? Yeah, just a little
bit. I couldn't
bit.
Help myself.
So, anyway, I have
Pardon
to...
Pardon me, don't mind me.
Yes, and it held pretty much true with me. And then it was sort of like being told that you're really intelligent when you're young and that the kids wouldn't like you or the boys wouldn't like you if you're intelligent. So you start dumbing up or dumbing
yes.
down, whichever one it is. I'm not sure which. But I didn't want to be different. I already played the violin. They all thought it was very strange.
Yes.
So not only did I get teasing because I played the violin, but, you know, we didn't have a car like everybody else did because my parents didn't believe in going into debt. We didn't have a TV right away like everybody else did because my parents figured I could read. I didn't have to have everything spoon-fed. But anyway, I kept this ability and I damped it down because it was inconvenient to know things, which is sad,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
It's very sad. And,
isn't it nice that we have come to where we're at today?
Yes.
It really is, and it really has made it well worth all our efforts in plugging forward all these years. You know,
uh-huh.
and we are in a state of I can recall years back where I kept saying to myself, oh, I just can't wait till the moment comes when our world changes and
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 and here
mm-hmm.
we are.
Well, I'm afraid I didn't take that grand a view because all I knew was I was different and I would know things. And then I started saying, well, I should use them. Well, and I was awfully naive, too, you know. And my mother began to say, well, you should use it and never charge money for it. Like all the gifts that you have, you know, they're God-given, so they should be given freely, which, of course,
so
makes it difficult to make a living if you have any kind of gift like this, right?
Yes, but what age were you when you finally came to the conclusion that this was, you know, not the norm, so to speak, even though it was our natural state of being?
At a very young age. when my friends would, they used me to get information, and then they'd back away and look afraid. And so they pretty much left me alone. So after a while, I just got used to being alone because nobody else thought the way I did. Nobody else could see things the way I could. And I had developed, as a matter of fact, although I understand even from a very young age, I was always compassionate with people, that I developed a real compassion for those who were different from other people. Those who had, for example, physical handicaps or disabilities. And I also wanted to help people heal. And there was a car accident when I was about, I went to camp. And on the way back, we were coming back by bus. There was a car wreck in front of us. Two groups of people came head on. They'd been drinking too much, having fun, and they collided. A car full of people in a convertible collided with a professor who was heading home from teaching college. And it was a really, truly horrible scene. And they had to cut out the people out of the car. I got out, and we went to help, and I went to help the man, the professor on the side of the road. His injuries were internal, by the way. And I stayed with him and talked to him. And basically, I found out later, they didn't know why he lived with the internal damage that was done to him because of the hemorrhaging and bleeding.
Was this the turning point for you, making the decision to study hypnotherapy?
Hypnotherapy came about 10 or 11 years ago. Because I found I was good at catching people's interest and holding it, keeping it alive, if that makes sense. For extended, in other words, I could get people to do things that I wanted them to do. Not in a bad way, but just
well,
because.
Well, now, some people would say,
sense?
Now, wait a minute, you know.
Yes.
Because I do know that there are a lot of people, I know I'm one.
Uh-huh.
One of those individuals goes, I'm not letting any hypnotherapy get a hold of me. And I've changed my views and opinions on hypnotherapy, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I realized that, you know, hypnotherapy was really, truly all about
mm-hmm.
us putting ourselves under and reprogramming our mental and emotional bodies.
Right, but part of what I was saying is that I've always been able to charm people, okay? I've always been able to persuade them, and the stage, you would call it charisma or stage presence.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I was able to do, and when I looked at hypnotherapy, I'm not quite sure. It's been so long now, I'm not quite sure, but there was something about it. I think I must have read Edgar Cayce. And at that point, Edgar Cayce was someone I admired and respected very much. And I tried a number of things he suggested, and they worked for me in a proper and appropriate fashion, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And real quick, if you will permit,
yes.
For all those listeners that are just now tuning in,
yes.
Welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, May Leilani, and our guest this evening is indeed a BBS radio show host of the Higher Dimensions,
mm-hmm.
and she does broadcast on a weekly night on Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, and we are just in the midst of touching on the subject of hypnotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So please continue, Phyllis.
Thank you. At any rate, I went to the ARE, and Alan and Dee Chips were featured as training, as they still are, and I found them a delightful couple, and I found I was... Here's the funny thing. You're supposed to read a book before you went on hypnotherapy, so you kind of had a good idea, right? Well,
okay.
I'm a voracious reader. It's nothing for me to read 5-6 books at a time, put one down, pick one up, put one down, pick one up, you know. But I am constantly reading. I just have a passion for books. At any rate, I would pick up a book, and I'd read two or three pages, and I'd go to sleep. And this is so odd for me. Now, this is the foreword. This is not the book proper. This is just the foreword of the book, right?
Yes.
So I come to the class, and I'm really embarrassed, and I apologized profusely to Alan and told him how sorry I was I didn't read the book. I didn't know what came over me. But all I had to do, and I told him I couldn't even get out of the foreword, and I really felt badly. And he started laughing. He said, "You are easy." He said, "You're hypnotizing yourself." I said, "I'm doing what?" He said, "You're a really good subject for hypnosis because you're putting yourself under and you're not even trying to." And you have that, and he hypnotized me right then and there in the auditorium, gave a suggestion that I would never again go to sleep while reading a hypnotherapy book, that I would be able to read it and understand it and come through it, brought me back just as fast as I am telling you about it. I read all 235 pages that night after the lecture.
Wow.
So,
and it's really interesting because a lot of the listeners know that, you know, I do a lot of healing work in here at Arizona.
Right.
And one of the messages that I feel is extremely important in conveying to the listeners this evening is how important hypnotherapy can be in their own personal spiritual healing.
Absolutely.
You know, there's different modalities that
mm-hmm.
I use for myself as an individual because I'm always working on myself. And and so I know that hypnotherapy has been a very important component for me lately.
Mm-hmm.
I would say in the past 3 months, I have really explored this particular area as far as being outside of hypnotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am also certified as a hypnotherapy,
mm-hmm.
but I never quite picked up those tools
mm-hmm.
and realized that I was actually already using it as
mm-hmm.
in my own work.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making any sense?
Pardon?
Am I making sense to you?
Yes, you are making sense to me. I'm sorry. You're fading in and out a little bit, and I'm not quite sure why that is.
Ah, okay.
So, I apologize. It's just, it could be the long distance. I'm also on earphones, you know, because it's supposed to make me hear more clearly, but I'm not sure I agree.
Yeah.
If that makes
okay.
sense.
Well,
but, yeah,
you know,
it is.
First of all,
what's important, I think, to realize is that hypnotherapy is a natural state. It's a state that we go into when we are coming awake or going asleep. It's that slight state of beingness that we are in, waking and sleeping. So everybody
okay.
hypnotizes themselves every day, and if they didn't, they wouldn't go to sleep. It's just a simply put an altered state of consciousness or a suspension of your consciousness, current consciousness, and a releasing of the conscious mind in order to allow the subconscious to take over. Basically,
mm-hmm.
that's what it is. Someone
mm-hmm.
today, or a couple of days ago, asked me, what's the difference between meditation and hypnotherapy? Your intent. And your intent is what makes the difference. And that's very important. When you go to bed, usually it's because you want to sleep. When you meditate, it's because you want to be quiet long enough that God can speak to you. Edgar Casey said, prayer is when we petition God or talk to God. Meditation is when we shut up long enough to let him answer us.
Right.
And I've always enjoyed that little definition, quite frankly, because it's very true.
I know I've been using hypnotherapy.
So often, when we talk to God, it's unceasing prayer. And we forget. If you want a conversation with God or anyone else, don't you have to be quiet to listen to what the other person has to say? And that's what meditation is. So I told him the difference between meditation and hypnotherapy was the intent that we had, whether or not we were going to go into the quiet of the mind and allow God to speak to us in whatever way he chose or we perceived him to speak to us. And hypnotherapy is the intent for the subconscious to come to the fore to work with whatever issues or thoughts.
Do we have
or
a caller? Give me just a moment.
The human body now is engaged in, whether it's for past life, whether it's for healing.
Can you hear me, Phyllis?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on for just a moment. Do we have a caller on the line? Okay. I apologize for interjecting that way. Let me ask you this question, if I may.
Sure.
For all our listeners. You know, for myself, I've been using hypnotherapy on reprogramming my mental and emotional bodies.
Right.
It's been extremely profound for me. And
mm-hmm.
I realized, obviously, that, you know, we all do put ourselves under the influence
mm-hmm.
through, you know, every day.
Yes.
But one of the things that I would like to achieve this evening with the listeners is helping them to understand how they can use hypnotherapy to become a powerful catalyst in them moving through a lot of the let's say, mental or emotional issues that may, you know, arise in their own lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the first instance, let me say very often I would think that it would be beneficial to have someone with whom you can exchange hypnotherapy courtesies with, because often one of our main issues is that we have control issues. We don't want to give up, quote-unquote, control. And giving up control is exactly what we do when we go into a state of altered consciousness, okay? It's a trust issue. I can cite, for example, this one gentleman who is a very, very highly intelligent person who recently came to me, and through one reason or another, he trained himself, he programmed himself to wake up every 2 to 3 hours during the night because he had a urinary issue, and he didn't want to wet the bed. Well, that was fine, and now once the issue has been resolved, he found he couldn't retrain himself or reprogram himself to go back to sleep through the night. Not only couldn't he do that, but instead of sleeping for 3 hours and waking up, it was now 2 hours, now 1 hour, now every 20 minutes or so. He could not get a good night's sleep. And the thing is, he had the control issue. He was not willing to give up control. He had started something he couldn't. So we simply did one fast session, and the reprogram was done, and it's taken. He has no issues. He sleeps through the night. Period. Sometimes when we get starting on ourselves, working with someone else is very helpful because they can be the guide and you can simply follow what they are providing. You can set up the scenario yourself, you can set up the script yourself, and they can just give it to you, allowing you the freedom in your unconscious state to go ahead and follow through and explore all of what happens, because once you open that gate, a whole lot usually occurs. There's scenery, there's sound, there's people, there's movement. It's almost, for me, it's like a movie unfolding. It's watching a movie. And especially, for example, if you go into past lives or even move into future lives, it's fascinating. And trying to retain a grip on it from the side as an objective guidance person for yourself can interrupt that flow.
Let me, I apologize, Phyllis. Do we have a caller on the line? I keep hearing these beeps.
Oh, no.
I apologize, Phyllis.
Don't worry about it. If you're hearing a little beep like that, ignore it. It's my answering machine in the other room.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And I can't get it to erase it at the moment. And I get any closer, it'll just get louder.
Okay.
I apologize. At any rate, I just, and my feeling is that once we get used to doing it, we can use it. Now, for example, I use hypnotherapy to totally relax my body. If my mind gets going and I can't turn it off, you know, where you toss and turn, I can now so program my body to say, all right, babe, go to sleep, rest, and just let the mind move around where it will. And I get up in the morning, my mind has been what seems like awake all night, but my body has felt asleep and I just am totally energized. So you can do a lot with it. The difference between, as I said, meditation and hypnotherapy is intent and the focus of your intent.
So let me ask you this then, Phyllis. You know, of all the different areas of study, mm-hmm. What was the turning point that had you decide to follow the path of hypnotherapy?
Well, because it's so darn easy.
Okay.
All I have to do is sit and talk. It's something which is what I love to do.
Okay.
You know, there's no physical labor. I just talk. And people kind of just, you know, fall into what it is. And there's such fascination and there's so much healing that goes on with this. Because I use it for losing weight, for smoking, for mental depression. I even do hypnobirthing now. That is teaching a husband and wife to go through five sessions, and then they go in to giving birth to a baby with no medication, no pain. This is fabulous. You know, to me, this is wonderful. It's something easy to do. It cures a lot of ills. You can help kids to get learn to study better. You know, it's the use of the mind for a higher, greater awareness of person and personage for your own well-being, and it opens up to you, the recipient and the user of hypnotherapy, greater skills yet, because it expands your awareness. Hypnotherapy is not an exclusionary thing, it is expansionary. It doesn't narrow in focus, it actually expands your total awareness so that you are far, far more aware of the many dimensions and spectrums and bands there are and the interplay between one aspect of life and another. It gives you the ability to be more psychic because the more you use it, the more aware you become, the more integrated you are as a human being, as a total personality. You come to a greater awareness of who you are as well as who other people are and the interplay between your lives and why you're here and what you're here for. It's a beginning step, yet it's not the ending step. It's the beginning step to just a multitude of dimensions that are even farther beyond anything that, quite frankly, I think we've experienced or can imagine.
Those individuals that have this, this undercurrent of fear,
mm-hmm.
and their perception of hypnotherapy,
mm-hmm.
How could we help them get beyond,
fear of hypnosis? Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, they're afraid of dying, and therefore, anytime you go to sleep, people are afraid of dying. Fear is basically the one thing that we all sort of have in one degree or another. People who are afraid of hypnosis, just last week somebody said, they equated hypnosis with witchcraft, and I had to stop laughing finally. I said, trust me, as far as witches go, you don't want to talk about that with me because that's not where I come from. At any rate, it's blessings on all who believe in what they believe in, but witchcraft is not my thing. And the fear is out of not being in control. Very often I'm told, I'm not in control. Somebody else is controlling me. First of all,
you are more in control under hypnotherapy than you are with your conscious mind, believe it or not. Your soul has now stepped to the fore. It's not like you've stepped out of anything. It's simply your conscious mind has stepped aside that your soul mind, if you would have it, or your subconscious mind may step up to the plate and impart knowledge to you without the screening interference of the conscious mind or the screening fears or habits of the conscious mind. Nobody can make you do diddly squat under hypnosis that you would not do in your ordinary conscious mind. It cannot be done. It's why the government does not use hypnosis, and other governments tried to use it and failed because they cannot hypnotize people to do things that is against their moral standards. That's first. Secondly, people are inordinately afraid of learning about themselves. They're afraid of what might come up. What secrets do they have that would suddenly rear their ugly, its ugly little head? You know, it's going to say that I stole a pen from my teacher when I was 13. You know, silly things.
Well, one of the things that I always share with one of the things that I share with the listeners of the show is that it's always has a lot to do with our perception on how we choose to see things. You're either going to see negatively or you're going to see positively.
Yeah. That's one thing, except that you don't see negatively. Basically, hypnotherapy makes you see things so clearly and without the masking and without the denial that we normally have in our conscious mind. Our conscious mind is a filter, a really, really strong filter. Okay? And as a result, we are in denial a great deal with the conscious mind because it's based on mainly our experiences and logic. And logic is good as far as it goes, but you know the right side of the brain and the left side of the brain have different functions. The left side of the brain is the logical, right?
Yes.
The left side of the brain processes about 7 to 9 bytes, that's B-Y-T-E-S, bytes of information per second. The right side of the brain processes approximately 350,000 bytes of information per second.
Mm-hmm.
In hypnosis, you are actually bringing the two halves of the mind, the two hemispheres of the mind, to work together, which is a powerful aid. Okay? That's what is so very, very important in hypnotherapy. You can do so much with that. People in a state of hypnosis learn faster and hold retention longer than they do in a conscious state.
Well, I know it's been very powerful for me because one of the areas that I've been working on a personal level with myself mm-hmm. is really diving in deep into my core issues. And I have been very passionate about this particular area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always known that the subconscious mind is indeed, I always refer to it as the mainframe. I mean, it stores
right.
everything there.
Right.
And, you know, I want to say this is that, you know, that's where part of our ego comes from is this,
yeah,
is this subconscious
right?
mind. Because
right.
it remembers an experience, so it naturally intends on protecting you, but it just creates, you know, this cycle of, you know, spinning your wheels, so to speak. And I have found that I've been tapping into my subconscious mind,
mm-hmm.
and it's been profound for me and
mm-hmm.
exciting. Because as I am diving into these particular areas of my personal core issues, I'm finding my world is shifting very quickly.
Yes.
It's immediate. And, you know, I get very excited. And it's interesting because many years ago I went out, I got my certification for hypnotherapy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, this we're talking about 15, almost 20 years ago. So, mm-hmm. you know, still in those days, people were very anti-hypnotherapy. And mm-hmm. so I just kind of left it on the back burner, so to speak. But what I've been finding as I've been diving into this area is I'm picking that back up. One is it wasn't, well, let me correct that statement.
Mm-hmm.
What I have found, I have been using it all along.
Mm-hmm.
When I have someone on the table and I'm shifting energy, or even when we speak to someone,
mm-hmm.
We go into a certain state of being. Wouldn't mm-hmm. you agree?
Yeah. We often use it. People, when I do Jin Jitsu, have gone into a state of trance or gone into a hypnotic state. Because it also is, massage can do it to you, you know. It doesn't have to
yes.
be words, but it can be massage. You just relax enough, and you go into that wonderful, wonderful state of relaxation. And it is a wonderful gift for you. And for those
yes,
who
yes, I'm finding this out. I'm going, oh, my gosh, because, you know, as I have been diving into these areas for myself, you know, I've been able to get out of the way of things.
Right.
See it as an observer.
Right.
And go, oh, well, is this what, why I've done this?
Uh-huh.
Repeatedly in my own environment.
Uh-huh.
And so when I become conscious of that, it immediately releases itself. And then it's almost like I see, I can actually see with my own physical eyes a shift take
uh-huh.
place. And it has this ripple effect in other areas of my life as well, and it's quick and it's immediate.
Yeah, it is.
I found myself a new toy, Phyllis.
Yeah, you have.
And it's powerful.
It is. I also find that, you know, for stress, I use it on myself. You can self-hypnotize yourself and pull in a trigger. I know in the job that I'm working now, there's a lot of stress, and I started to get into the drama. And I thought, you know, my blood pressure started going up. I was triggering asthma, yada, yada, yada. And I said, this will not do. So I just said to myself a couple of times driving into work, I just gave myself my physical trigger, and while driving, went into an altered state that immediately ended any stress. So when I got to the office, all this drama is now happening around me, and I'm sort of watching it like a disinterested observer. It's not that I'm not participating, laughing, joking, you know, sharing stories, but there's a part of me that has detached so that it's not caught up in the emotional brouhaha and the that goes on, you know? And
yes,
it
yes.
detaches me from, and when I do that, I find that I disengage. Perhaps disengage is a better word than detach. I disengage from the emotional signals, the emotional energy that other people set out that plucked my nerves, so to speak, and caused my own blood pressure to rise as a result and to become far too excited about what was happening around me. And now that I do it almost daily when I come in, I find myself as I'm driving up, I find myself slipping into that almost disengaged state so that when I get to the office, you know, short of there being a fire, I'm not going to get real excited, you know?
Well, one of the core issues that I've actually was working with was And I'm actually going to do a show on this. And matter of fact, I just wrote the word drama down because I would really like to do a show on drama.
Drama?
I think that would be an excellent show to do. But I'd also like to do a show.
To release it?
Pardon me?
To release the drama?
Yeah, well, a lot of times for you to be, you know, for myself, I have found this to be true. Do we truly understand what the definition of drama truly means?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, if we really understand that word,
yeah,
then can we identify with drama unfolding in our world?
Sure.
And if we're able to actually become the observer of drama,
yes,
then we would have, we would be able to stay within our own power,
mm-hmm,
to not allow ourselves to get sucked up into the drama.
Well, that's exactly it, and that's what I've been learning how to do, disengage. And let me tell you something, it's hard at first because you want to get in there because it's such a fun thing to be all worked up, right?
Right. So I think I'm going to do a show on drama. I believe that would be a very powerful show.
Yes.
Now, one of the areas that I've worked on personally for myself,
mm-hmm,
is, you know, I've heard all these years about loving yourself.
Yes.
Loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What does that really mean?
What
do
does
we
it mean?
Really, truly know the depth of and the magnitude of that statement?
Mm-hmm.
So if we say yes,
mm-hmm,
then what does the actions really look like on a daily basis in our everyday world?
That we love ourselves?
Yes, I've been a person that's taken bubble baths every day. I love baths.
Okay.
I just do it naturally.
Yep.
So,
loving yourself.
But I found that I wasn't truly in love with Leilani. I truly was not having a love relationship with Leilani. So I'm going, okay, so what does that really look like? And
well,
as I started diving into this area,
mm-hmm,
it's been amazing the shifts that's been taking place. It's so profound that,
yes,
I want to make sure I share it with the whole world.
Absolutely. You know, one of the first things that I started doing, and I can't remember exactly whether it was Edgar Cayce or Joseph Weed, or someone else, but one of the first steps that I took was to stand in front of a mirror and look myself in the face and look myself in the eyes and say, I love you. I love who you are. I love who you are becoming. I love you who I am creating each and every day.
Well,
most people in the beginning cannot do that. They cannot look themselves straight in the eye and say, I love you. And until you can, how can you love anyone else? Because God dwells within. And another thing that I find helps me a lot with loving.
That is true.
Is to say something that I'm sure you're familiar with, and maybe your audience is too, is God in me greets God in thee. Don't have to say it out loud. But it is absolutely amazing how that changes the whole energy tension in the room.
Yes, it does, by the way. And it's been, you know, just magical in my,
yes,
own world.
Yes.
Now, I was clear that I loved people. I've always been a people person. I,
right,
love them dearly. When,
mm-hmm,
I say that, I really, truly mean those words.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found is that, you know, even though I thought I was truly loving myself, I found out that I didn't even have a clue,
right,
what that meant to really love myself. And it's interesting because we're never really taught to really learn to love ourselves or have that love relationship
because
with
it's considered evil and egotistical and selfish and brings in all sorts of stuff, you know, because we are inherently not good people. We have mortal sin. We have original sin, yada, yada. So if we can't love ourselves, who can we love? We can't love anybody else because we're not worthy.
Right.
And deserving of it.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Again, I think that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful concept. And I think that's so very, very important. And
yes. Now, what I've been also doing is I've been using tones that the tones that I'm actually using, and this is going to be on another show because I've been really working with this quite a bit.
Yeah,
and I'm real excited about introducing this individual to the show. And that's what really got me going in this. And there was just this spark of something that took place within sight of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that my soul was really ready to step up and say, okay, let's get this taken care of once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
And now one of the things that I have said, and you're right, I have been looking at myself in the eyes, but and I did this with the tones. And as I looked myself in the eyes without blinking, and that was very, and you would think, oh, well, that's easy enough to actually look at yourself in the eyes without blinking. Oh, boy, you will be very surprised that it's not an easy task to do. So I started to say, as I looked myself in the eyes, I said, I accept and love me now.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did this, Phyllis, I could literally feel this energy, blocked energy within my own physical body releasing itself.
Right.
I mean, physically could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me about 5 minutes and it was done. It was just done.
Wow.
Yes. And I went, whoa, this is so powerful. And so I'm really working on diving into the subconscious mind. Now, I've always known about the subconscious mind. I always knew that it was the mainframe, and it stored all this data, not only just in this lifetime, but, you know, from all other past lives.
Right.
You know, I appreciate my subconscious mind kicking in and wanting to protect me.
Right.
But it kept me spinning my wheels in different areas of my life.
That's
and
true.
So now I'm to, you know, and that's where the perception comes in.
Right.
Is, you know, if I had kept a perception on going, there's nothing wrong with me, everything is fine. What are you talking about? But one of the messages I really, truly desire to convey to the listeners tonight is take it to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
Take your soul, challenge your soul to a much higher level. Dig deep down in there and say, let's get down to the root of the causes that's going on in your own personal lives so you can be the a whole expression and truly celebrate life. Who of us felt that? Could you feel that?
Sure. Isn't that great?
She's it's running great. Mad.
Well, you know, I enjoy this because one of the things that I was telling you is I had no clue why I took the job I did and the work I'm doing. And I'm just saying, Lord, this is real hard work for not much pay. And you got to be kidding me. It's a joke, God, right? you just put me on, right? You really want me to work here, son of a gun. Anyway, yeah, and finally, after delving it, I guess not too many days ago, I suddenly realized that one of the things that I have done most of my life is have blinder on about people. Because, again, I can see the good in everyone.
Yes.
But I would also filter out the bad. And I don't want to say bad. Let us say filter out those parts of them that were not as admirable as, say, one would wish or could wish or they would think they would be. And I could see them for that and still accept them for who they are. And also to step back and watch how people maneuver. In other words, I thought I was going back a long, long time. And what I should have learned in my youth, but blinded or denied, you know, turned a blind eye to or denied, I now can see clearly and understand and still work with people and work around them. It's neither judgmental nor condemning. And it's not, putting a paint of wash on it, but seeing things clearly, the good as well as the, you know, the ugly portion of it, and accepting them that way, and not denying that so people exist, because to me, people were, you know, it was a white or a black thing. You were either good or you were not good. The shades of gray were not there for me. And I find it very interesting now to see and watch how they work with each other and also to feel the way in how to work with them and still be respectful of my own soul, my own special morals, and respectful of them as well. And I find that I have disengaged and don't get upset about things. It's been such a learning lesson, and this is something I needed to learn. How to deal with people, just everyday people, in an area where there's normally a lot of jealousy and greed, and not be affected by it. Normally, I would have just picked up and walked away from it, left. But it's something that I had to learn, and oddly enough, I'm very grateful for doing so. I'm thinking, well, the aha button hit, you know, aha. So this is what it is.
That's part of borrowing ourselves to get caught up in the drama of others as well.
Exactly. And I am detaching from the drama and just observing it. And instead of having it a dramatic story, it's just life unfolding without any emotional, you know, which makes it the drama. The emotional stuff we give into it that creates the drama. I am watching people being very dramatic. You know, and I'm watching it sort of, as I said, sort of like it's a play, and I'm in the audience. And every once in a while, you know, I have a few lines. I step in and say my few lines and step back off stage, you know.
Well, one of the other areas that I've been working on, well, it came naturally for me.
Yeah.
Once I started diving into my core issues.
Right.
And one was establishing, Phyllis, I thought I had boundaries. I'm finding out I didn't have boundaries.
Well, you had boundaries one way or another. Now you got to create new ones. Life is so interesting, you know, that you never get bored on the journey of life. Not if you're truly interested in delving into yourself. It's like an onion. Sometimes you wonder if you're ever going to get to the center of that darn onion.
Well, that's what I'm
Hello?
Excited
yes.
about. I'm
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Leilani.
Yes.
Hi, this is
Hi.
Terry and Jesse.
Hi, welcome to the
How
show.
How you doing? It's been a
I'm
while,
doing
hasn't
great.
Oh, you know.
It's wonderful to have you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. It's good to talk to you again, too.
Yes. You know, I always get excited. You know that. I just, you know... You know that you're very loved by me.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. It's reciprocated.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And it's always there, and I think of you often. And so I went back to school, and that keeps me quite busy these days. And I remember the show. And like I keep remembering and then forgetting, and then, you know, I go back and forth on that ball, you know, to call in and you know,
well,
see you.
I want you to hold,
you know,
would you do me something?
Show.
Would you hold on for me? Could you hold your thoughts?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to stay on the phone with me, okay?
I'm fine. I'm going to be right here.
Okay, good girl. I want to say goodbye to my guest, Phyllis.
Okay.
But I need you to stay on because I got a couple things going on that I need to make sure I share with you, and I want to talk with you a little bit further. I'm also going to bring my next guest on as well, okay? So hang tight with me, all right?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Phyllis.
Okay.
Yes.
I truly want to thank you for sharing such a wonderful conversation and sharing your wisdom and knowledge with all the listeners tonight. It was a real honor and pleasure to have one of our own BBS radio show hosts on the Universal Spiritual Connection. So we bless you and be well, okay?
Thank you. God bless you. And thank you so very much. I look forward
thank
to talking
you.
To you again soon. And it's been a joy being with you.
Thank you, Phyllis, and you be well and sleep well tonight.
You too, darling. God bless and good night all. Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hang tight with me, okay, Terry?
Okay.
Okay. We are about to announce another wonderful guest to each and every one of you tonight, and I am going to personally ask each of you to please stay tuned. You will not want to miss this next show. This man that is about to come on is an extremely busy individual. He travels all over the world. He's a tremendous healer. Now, most of you know that I am indeed a healer, and I can shift energy, and I do know I can do that. And it's always a breath of fresh air when I can walk into a facility and really see someone that is totally dedicated to all of you and with ease shift and heal people from all over the world. And I mean this literally. Now, let me give you some background on our next guest. And for over 30 years, Mark has been working with the gift of healing to help others. He has helped thousands around the United States from Israel to India. He utilizes a specific and unique form of healing. During a session, healing is known to happen through the form of suggestion, a word, the touch of his hand, no touch, or absentee prayer. Everyone and every situation is indeed unique unto itself. Healing occurs in the cellular consciousness of the physical, emotional, and mental bodies. Therefore, no physical discomfort is experienced during one of Mark's healing sessions. Most often, distress dissipates rapidly. Healing may take place instantaneously within minutes, days, or after several sessions. And one of the things that I truly want to express to every one of you, I have indeed observed Mark's healing capabilities. I have watched this man bring people back into alignment in matters of seconds. He is an incredible, incredible young man. I could never speak enough about him. As a matter of fact, my words aren't even doing this man any justice. He also has a latest book titled Take My Life, and we're going to bring him on to the show in just, matter of fact, let's go ahead and see if he is on the line. Mark, are you with me?
I sure am, and I'm so grateful you called me young man.
I always do. We actually welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you. But we do have a caller on, so could you bear with me for one moment?
Surely can.
Thank you. Terry, are you still there, honey?
I'm here.
Well, I've got a surprise for you, so it's going to be well worth you waiting on the line with us.
Okay.
Would you like to say hello to Mark?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Very well. It's an honor to talk with you.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
One of the things that I felt to announce
during my broadcast this evening is this is my birthday month.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
You just got yourself a beautiful waterfall. And I will be shipping that out to you, Terry, because it's my birthday.
Wow, thanks.
So what I need you to do is make sure that you send me your, make sure that I have your mailing address, okay?
Okay.
And send me an email, and that is imdivinelight@AOL.com.
All right, let me make sure I got that written down here. I just found my pen.
Okay.
Okay, so I am divinelight@AOL.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure that you send it to me because you're going to love this water fountain, waterfall. It's so beautiful.
You know what? And I happen to love water fountains, too.
Do you? Well, you just
I do actually.
Young lady.
You know, it's my goal that I have, you know, career-wise and just path-wise is to get out and make a home near the ocean off California, you know, coast out there. And because you know, just I, whenever I'm near water, you know, and the ocean especially, which you know, that just kind of you know goes right along with you know the love of fountains. And whenever I've had them, I've really enjoyed them.
Yes.
So thank you very much for the gift, even though it's your birthday.
Yes, and I chose to celebrate with all the listeners, and all month long, I will be giving out surprises. All the callers that call in, and you were my call that I got and said, aha, this is it. So I do know that you will find a very special place, and may that it will always bring you joy and happiness in your world. And you'll have to let me know what you think about it once you get it, okay?
Oh, thank you. I sure will.
On that note, I'm glad you called in, but would you, now Mark is a tremendous healer, and I know we have asked him to please stand by,
sure.
But would you like to speak with Mark while you're on the phone with me?
Sure.
Mark, are you with me?
I sure am, Jackie. It is Jackie, correct? Oh.
Terry.
I'm sorry.
Terry, yes.
I was getting break
like
up
the movie. The spelling exactly the same way.
All right, no problem. All right, excellent. And where are you calling from, Terry?
I'm calling from Arizona, Phoenix area.
So am I.
Are you really?
Yes. I'm in.
All right, it's time for a party because I'm in Arizona too.
Oh yeah. Well, this is my lucky night then.
I see people out of the Scottsdale area by appointment.
I'm in Chandler.
You're in Chandler?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Over at the Pandora's Box, I do a healing circle on Tuesday nights, and I have some of my staff doing it tonight.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I know that place. I've been there.
Every Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Make it a night to go and see Mark at the Pandora's Box.
It's
See Mark, I wanted to get some feedback from you if you would. Because it's going to take you one time, and it's going to take you about 2 seconds to sit there and watch Mark, what he does, and your eyes are going to get extremely big. He's very good at what he does.
It's pretty awesome. And generally,
I believe it. Okay.
Yeah, generally between 20 to 65 people will show up on a Tuesday, and every
That's
week.
That's a lot of folks.
And it's pretty neat. It's a lot of fun, and I try to make fun out of it, and help people to feel better in their lives and know that they can.
Well, Well, that sounds good to me, because I'm doing everything that I can to do exactly that.
And, I understand.
And, I've been seeing some signs of improvement lately. And
good. Excellent.
And, you know, having patience with the process. And the patience, you know, that word patience can seem like a four-letter word sometimes.
Well, Terry, you let me know what night. Well, gosh, you're on Tuesday nights of all things, Mark.
I know. I got a couple of who've taken the apprentice program from me. I teach what I do. And a couple people who took it wanted to take over tonight. So I said, you got it. So it's my night off for the first time in a long time.
So. Well, I'm very grateful because I'm very big on people taking responsibility in their own healing process. At the same time, I get to miss out. I was going to say, Terry, if you were going, I would pop in so, you know, I could see you and give you a great big hug.
Oh, I'm up for that.
Okay.
I would love that.
But maybe one of these Tuesday nights I'll have Don from BBS play an archive for me, and then I can come and play with Mark and
that'd be tremendous.
See you.
That's tremendous.
Okay.
We'll have a reunion.
So, can I give you something, Leilani?
Sure.
Since it's your birthday, what day is it on?
Actually, it's on the 23rd of this month. So,
okay, so
I'm very big on celebrations of birthdays, so I make it a celebration all month long.
Oh.
Hey, that's what I would do, too. Matter of fact, I've made it known to family throughout the years that, hey, when it's November and nearing the day, you guys, what national holiday is coming up? No one knows until I remind them, my birthday, Julie.
Awesome. Well, I tell everyone it's the beginning of the year, which is my entire birthday.
Hey, that works too, you know. I think birthdays should be that long, you know.
Sure. Well, you're still the same age.
Well, Leilani,
you know, so.
I would like to give you just a little thing, if I could, for your birthday, please.
Yes, absolutely. Please do.
Okay, here goes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, even though it's on the 23rd. Happy birthday to you and many more. Happy birthday, Leilani.
Bless your heart. I got goosebumps. So terrific.
Beautiful voice.
I'm glad you liked it.
Call me tomorrow if you would, okay?
Okay.
I would appreciate that. Let me ask you, is there anything that Mark and I can do? Wow, thank you so much. My soul is just really feeling that. Thank you. Is there anything that Mark and I can do to serve you?
You know, there's a little bit of direction that I'm needing, if you guys wouldn't mind.
I will do my darndest.
Okay. I've been taking every opportunity that I can to make my dreams come true and to help that process unfold. And lately, I got an opportunity that came to me, but it came in the form of what would normally be recognized as a scam. And I wrote it off and informed the person who, you know, gave me the opportunity in the first place or approached me about it.
Was this a scam, you said?
That I just found out that, you know, this is probably a scam and it's got to stop here.
Wait, say that again. What is it, though?
It's
well,
a scam.
I've started to teach voice lessons to kids, and I've started to advertise that, and I started to promote myself doing that. And I had put that on Craigslist, and I've got this kind of mixture of feelings now, and the man who approached me about voice lessons for his daughter, Actually, I think his company had sent me money in the mail, but I haven't opened it because of, you know, of suspecting that it's, you know, scamatory, you know. And I don't know, my emotions when I have checked in, it's just felt like, well, probably not a good idea, or at least go to the bank and, you know, don't open the thing. So I'm very much, you know, in need of those funds right now, so I'm not quite sure what to do.
How do you know that it is a scam?
Well, when I went to back to the Craigslist page, okay, where I had posted the ad,
uh-huh.
One of the categories they have that comes up there, okay, is, you know, scams or how to spot a scam or something like that. And I clicked on that, and given in a list, you know, in a, you know, large letters, you know, bold and beautiful and warning and everything, point by point by point, that it ended up, everything, I mean, this, everything that this particular offer came in the form of, you know, that it came from overseas, and
mm-hmm.
and the kind of wire transfer they wanted, just, you know, every point it was like, it was like textbook.
Okay, now what I would do then,
like,
if you'll
be
discordant with this, is to go to the post office and have the edges of the envelope stamped with the post office stamp and return it and bow out.
Okay, it came by UPS. Can I still do that?
Yep. I would do that. You couldn't return it by sender, but you can put it in another envelope and have them see if they will stamp the edges of it, but return it in a regular envelope.
Okay.
I believe they will. I feel very strongly they will. And another thing I do want to say to you, when you were starting to talk about it, I got sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was right then.
Yes, yes. And I know that you need the funds. That is coming your way, honey. So you'll start seeing that energy releasing itself.
Yeah. As soon as you get rid of this, you know, if it is or if it isn't, you know, a scam, I personally don't know. But if you feel bad about it, just contact the person and do what was suggested. And then as soon as you release this, as Lorani was saying, there'll be an activity that happens. There'll be a backup that the universe will constantly supply you with, constantly. This happened because not as a desperate result, but as a beginning of something. There's more that's happening. Does that make sense, hon?
It does, and you know, when I when this offer appeared in my mailbox, in my email, you know, I've been getting more consistent about consulting my emotions and letting them be my guide, and when I thought about it, you know, with my heart, and said, okay, well, you know, what would be the best thing for me to do here, because it happened, this man's. Offering, you know, this, you know, approaching me about this offer, you know, about lessons for his daughter, happened right after, you know, Jesse got one, and Jesse just realized that, you know, he got an invalid check in the mail, so that was one of the main things that I went, okay, maybe I was, you know, naive about some things, but I'm pretty sure that the same thing is going on here, and that's what this is about. So I started to check into it in more detail.
Yeah, I would even request. If you wanted to pursue any further or whatever, request a money order or certified check and for future reference. And but the universe doesn't stop giving. All my life, I found that there's so many gifts of the spirit that were coming my way, and when I was younger, I used to reject these gifts and not acknowledge them or not be worthy enough or have guilt about it or whatever. And the Spirit is always giving, constantly. God is always giving. It doesn't cease. And it's finding the miracles around us, which you're beginning to do in your life. And you've curtailed your life quite a bit in setting your venue of what you've always wanted to do, and now you're on a level focused path. Is that correct?
It is, yes, actually. Yes. I've gone back to school, and I've even noticed,
right,
and I made comment to my roommate that the people that I've noticed hanging
are changing all around you now, and also what's happening is that in this new directed path, you're actually going to be finding more benefit from the so-called cosmic mind, the universe, the self is going to be giving constantly to you now. And that's what your prayer has been, because now you feel you're more focused, you know you're more focused in everything that you've done so far in your life. Your whole life has changed within the past 2 years. And
yes,
it'll
it
constantly...
has. That's true.
Yes.
When you were talking about it being a beginning, you know, when this, when I first, you know, looked at my emotions and said, okay, you know, should I take up on this or not? Because his daughter, he said, you know, 19 years old, and I was intimidated by that, you know, the first time. But then it didn't feel right not to, you know, see where it would take me and, you know,
right,
respond to him and that sort of thing.
Excellent.
So this is where it's led me, and. And I don't feel like...
That's been a stepping stone for this. That was a stepping stone in your life. Everything is a stepping stone, hon. Everything.
Right.
Every word,
yeah,
every thought, every action from another person and yourself. And the idea is to observe and participate through observation. And
I
which
feel
is
that,
what
yeah,
you're beginning to do this in life quite fluidly and frequently. And now you're finding yourself reaping the benefits. Before, there wasn't a direction, and it took the event 2 years ago in order to get that direction in your life. And now you're finding it through what you've pursued since then, or what's transpired since then.
Well, that all makes sense. It really does, because what I've been experiencing, especially lately in the past month or two, and it does seem to be escalating, and
oh,
especially with the people that I have around me.
And it will continually escalate and exponentiate.
Oh, that's really good. Well, I'm glad you can see it, too. It's nice to have someone that's a, you know, third-party objective, to, you know, say what I've been feeling. That's really
yeah,
cool. Thank you for that, Mark. And
Leilani. Terry, another thing as well is I still would like for you to do the overvoice for me with BBS Radio.
I would love to.
Okay. So, you know, I've been working on getting everything in its proper places and, you know, stuff like that. So give me a call tomorrow, and I'll check
okay,
in with Don as well and see, you know, when you'll have some free time that we can actually do that, and I'll talk about some other things with you as well.
Okay,
I'd
great,
like to connect you with, he's wonderful. He's going to come on my show as well, and his name is Lewis, and he's an excellent musician from the New Orleans area, and he's connected
with a lot of the
well-known guys that play in New Orleans.
Oh. Yes.
So let
nice,
me see what I can do about getting the two of you connected as well, and maybe see if what can come out of that. I won't promise.
Oh, great!
Anything.
Thank you, Leilani. That would be so nice.
Okay.
Because I just took my daughter on a vacation to Disneyland here about a month or so ago, and the kind of music they played there, and I remember it. You know, it kind of, you know, stuck with me because, you know, well, when you're waiting for, you know, to get on Pirates of the Caribbean, that's what you're listening to. When they have the shows going, and
yes,
it was
you
really,
you
know,
like
it was New Orleans
lot,
style. It was Cajun, or, you know, it was very cool, you know, and snappy, jazzy, and sassy, and all that stuff.
Yes.
Come to see me at the Circle, Terry.
What's that?
Come to see me at the Pandora's Box on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Please.
You will be glad you did, Terry.
Yeah, you, me, and Leilani.
All right. Well, I will do that then.
Excellent.
Okay, honey. I've been
Jesse would like to talk to you, if that's okay.
Oh, yes.
No, yes, he says. Mark, I love talking to both of you, and I'm going to get down there on Tuesday.
Good.
And Leilani, happy birthday to you, sweetheart.
Thank you, honey.
God bless you, my friend.
You're welcome.
I'm honored.
You have a good night now.
It made my day to talk to both of you.
Excellent. We love hearing it.
Mwah.
Mwah. To you as well.
That was the goal, by the way.
Oh, good. Be well now.
Okay, you too. I will. You know, I'm doing better and better all the time.
Okay.
Okay, here's Jesse. I'm going to put him on.
Okay.
All right, good night, sweetie. Good night, Mark.
Good night.
Hi, Jesse. Are you there, Jesse?
Maybe.
Lost. Hey, Mark.
Yes,
you never know what's going to happen on my shows. I love spontaneity.
That was great.
So.
Really wonderful woman.
Yes. And she, you know, she has a wonderful website, and she's got a lot of her music displayed on there, and she's just got a voice that's just amazing.
Oh, it was beautiful. The birthday song? Oh, my gosh.
I know. Are you with us yet, Jesse?
Nope.
Ah.
Maybe we'll
just keep talking. You never know what happens on my show, Mark. It's just amazing. I actually love it, you know, and I love just going with the flow and the whole thing. But
where are you broadcasting from?
Who,
hello?
Me?
Yep.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Leilani.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hugs and kisses to you. I've got Mark as my guest. This evening.
Hi, how are you, Jesse?
I'm doing fine, Mark.
Excellent.
So, it's about time we hear from you guys again.
Yeah. I've been caught up in my own little dramas, so. And
I'm going to do a show on drama, by the way, so I want to make sure you tune in, okay?
Yeah.
So how may we serve you this evening, Jesse?
Well, I need to understand a couple of things about my physical health. I've got the spirit part down, and I got the mind part down. And I'm going to be opening up a portal that's going to, on a physical level, that's going to help me obtain some physical stuff that will be beneficial to not only me, but to everybody I encounter. But I have just like a 6-mile walk in the desert, and
A 6-mile walk?
I'm not. Huh?
Did you say a 6-mile walk?
Yeah, a 6-mile walk without trails.
Okay.
I get to a certain location, and when I get there, then I'll do the abracadabra stuff, and it'll open up, supposedly. But the part is that's bothering me, and what I've been finding out, is that my body is not up to it.
Correct.
And I almost, according to my guides, I almost died one time because I went out there by myself. My blood sugar got too low, and I passed out, and the whole 9 years, they said, come on, rescue me.
You're speaking in low tones a lot. Speak from your stomach. I can hear you better, please.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
I'm
used to having a loud, deep voice, so I got in the habit of talking soft. Anyways, what I've been finding out from my guides that I need to raise the vibration of my physical form so that I can have the triad of the spirit, mind, and body in full balance. And I'm not sure where the resistance is coming from to accomplish this, because I have some physical problems that interfere with me at times.
Right.
I had surgery in my back, so I have chronic pain that goes down my legs.
Right.
Yeah, so I require pain pills just to even consider walking 6 miles in the desert, let alone anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I'm in a quandary. I'm confused as to if the physical form has to, I'm going to have to quit all my medicines in order to bring the body into the vibration needed to do, needed to open up this cave. But I call it the cave. And it's in the back. There's a dry waterfall out there. So there's a lot of water energy there. And during the monsoons, you can get water, and there's water there, and frogs and tadpoles do their things, and it's pretty cool. And supposedly I'll be able to literally open up a hole within the rock wall there and enter a cave. That's why I call it a cave. But my body isn't interfering with me. So I'm going to start a gym and stuff like that and, you know, do what I can to work my body up. But I'm really concerned about, do I need to quit my medication?
Okay, do you want my input here, Jesse?
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, I highly recommend you don't quit the meds. Number one, the type of meds you're taking, there's at least one of them that has a weaning period, that if you cut it off, it's going to hurt your body. And have you been told that?
Yeah. The insulin is what I take, and I'm not worried about stopping that. It's the pain pills that I worry about.
Okay. I would worry about stopping that because your body's not used to not having it. It needs it. And so there's a weaning period. And I would definitely, coincide with a medical doctor's opinion about that as well, and express your concern to him that you'd like to, if you choose, to wean off one to see how you can do without. Healing comes from within, and
I heal the earth.
I'm sorry.
Just so you know, I'm sorry. Just so you know, I heal the earth.
Okay.
I work on her chakras. I work with the four elements.
Right.
And I teach people how to combine crystals and chakras and elements into healing.
That's great,
pattern.
And that's so very admirable. And I admire you for that. And at the same time, we have to take care of ourselves. And all healing comes from within when it pertains to ourselves. And so what you have to do, in my opinion, and this is strictly my own personal opinion, I have no medical knowledge or anything like that, and I don't deal with medical. Though the medical society sometimes sends people to me, different people in it, doctors, et cetera. What I personally would do is to start understanding how myself loves me, and that it's not only curtailed to working on things outside of myself, but within myself. Then you'll have the best of both worlds.
Does that make sense
okay
for you, Jesse?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it took a second, but yeah, okay.
Okay.
Now, one
yeah
of the things, if I may share this with you, and I was talking about this on my first half of my show, is that I had been working on truly learning to have a love relationship with Leilani. And one of, which was profound for me, because, you know, we always think that we love ourselves. And, you know, once I started diving into this area and getting down to the core issue of it, I realized that I wasn't truly loving myself. And so one of the things that I immediately started doing was working with these tones that was helping to assist in releasing the energy within my physical body. And I, of course, was looking in a mirror into my eyes without blinking, and repeating, I accept and love myself.
And
then I turned it
heart
over to, pardon me?
Referring to Jesse, that it has to come from the heart when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware of that method. I just haven't been able to get my heart involved.
That's where you're going to have to come in and intercede, because nothing's given to us without our effort. Nothing.
Yeah. I understand that. It's amazing what I do understand, but then I get in my own way and stop.
Precisely. As we all do to varying degrees, so you're not the only one out there. I have a lot of T-shirts in my closet to say that. You know?
Yeah. I'm
chuckling because I can relate with it myself.
Yeah, so I have a lot of knowledge of my own. You know, I've been doing this for about 34 years.
Sure, and, sure. And, you know, oftentimes the people, and I know this as well, the people with the most understanding and the knowledge base and the education from experience into wisdom, they're the ones who fall into the greatest trap of not being able to replicate spirituality. We went into this understanding and into the mind of God originally through a desirous moment or through an injurious moment in our life or a biological, neurological, or physiological deficit. And because of that, we're at the lowest point in our life. Now we have an opportunity whenever we get so high and mighty not to replicate what we've done since then, but to go back to that humble moment. And then you'll find that as you go back to finding an answer or the loss, we can rely upon that godliness that dwells within us. Because it's waiting to give to us. It's constantly loving us. All we have to do is recognize it. And as we do recognize it, we find that it's available to us and wants to share with us very easily and readily. Whatever our venue.
I've heard that one before, too.
I hear you. I hear you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and Jesse, may I share this with you? I mean, I have literally watched my own personal world shift immediately. And what I had a very profound experience yesterday, and you know the landscaper came and cleaned my backyard and everything, and I'm about to have a really powerful class here at my home, starting on Friday through Sunday. So you know, of course, I wanted my backyard done, blah blah blah. And I went out in the backyard, sat underneath this tree, and allowed the breeze to gently, you know, to breathe, you know, the breeze gently on my face, and I watched the sunset, and I had my three cats out there playing with me, and it dawned on me that I had not sat in my backyard for the past 3 years.
Wow.
But as I sat there, I felt this fire ignite within my soul that I had not felt in a very, very long time. It's beyond words that I could ever describe. And I've watched things shift so fast when I worked on I accept and love me, and now I stay. It was just huge.
It's euphoric.
So now I've got all this burning passion to get into other core issues. It just through the excitement to watch my world shift and to see what's around the next corner. Am I making sense for you?
Yep, you are.
Good.
Definitely.
Now, these are some of the tools that I've been using recently for myself. I've been using the Amos. I have been using a stem enhancer, which releases the natural stem cells within your own bones, within your own physical body. And, of course, healing. I've done a lot of healing work on myself. And one of the areas that I dove into recently is I had omitted working on my light body.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Mark, would you like to add anything further?
Yeah. In my teachings and understandings, oftentimes what we do is we forget about ourselves and originally what we were talking about, and it's really good to begin again going back to the basics of recognizing that we are one body and that there really is no separation. We're the ones who created separation, which causes the effects of becoming slow or in pain or physiological wrong or biological, neurological, etc. And it's recognizing that we are one, and we have to, just like Leilani was saying, look in that mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself and do it until there is an epiphany. And it's coming from your heart, with all your heart doing it, mean it more and more and more every time you say it to yourself or out loud, and see what happens. You'll find a quite remarkable transformation of ideology, of understanding that you have inside yourself, and that will throw you back more into sync. Not totally, but it'll throw you more back into sync. And it'll help you to think more clearly. It'll help you to act more accordingly and to have a greater focus within yourself. I think you'll find that your body will respond over the next several days in a different way. And when you do see it, that it does that, don't stop there. Keep it up and go for another epiphany. Go with all your heart, because there has to be the enthusiasm. There has to be the desire. That ignites the fire. The desire does. And when that fire starts going through you, then you begin to go into another consciousness of healing, a greater understanding of what the whole body is meant to be, of the body, the mind, the spirit, and recognizing that they really are one. Does that make sense at all, Jesse?
Yes, it does.
We may know these things, but we really don't know them until we're practicing them.
Right. See, what I was doing was that I had myself focused so much on the spiritual part that I was trying to gain certain goals.
Right.
That I would tell myself, well, when I
gain a particular
goal, then I'll be able to work on my body with greater ease, with more acceleration, etc.
Right. But that's outside of
yourself. I was very stubborn about that.
And you see yourself outside of yourself. You see the world outside of you, and you want to work with the elements, but everything's really within, because everything revolves around you, and it's finding that answer.
Yeah. So that's why I started working with the elements.
Right, when you originally started working with yourself.
Yeah, and I'm working with Gaia's chakras.
Yeah.
And I also know that when I heal something in Gaia's chakras, then I'm healing something within my own.
And how seriously do you take your own healing versus, you know, other things or working with the elements? It's not as much as those things.
No, my caring for myself is less than
right
what I care about when I'm working with the elements and all the other stuff that I work on the earth level.
Then it's for naught. Then it's not going to do anything until you master yourself. The origin of psychology was man know thyself.
Right.
And that was through Plato, Socrates, one of those. And,
right.
You know, there's a truism in that. He was a mystic, you know, and so he understood the workings of the elements starting within. We have the entire cosmos within us, all the elements.
Yes, we do. Yes,
all the elements. And it's learning to work with ourselves first. Then we find that we get to master ourselves, or begin the mastery of ourself, and everything around us correlates with that mastery. And you'll find yourself more effective in the world. Work with yourself.
Yes,
work with life.
It's working for me.
The light has a consciousness and it has an intelligence, but it comes forth from within you. Recognize that. And you'll find a great advantage to that. That's all I work with, is the light.
Right.
Light is my gift, my soul, and my tool, and it's there available from me because I know at times in my life that myself loves me, and it's unconditional and it's giving, and I don't have to worry about going washing my hands when I'm working with someone or taking a rest after working with someone or getting tired or ringing bells or chanting songs or whatever, because I know that it's unconditional and it's not me. It's coming from within me. It's the godliness that is alive and well and carries a consciousness and intelligence. It knows what to do with or without us. And but it utilizes us on Earth. As we recognize it, it recognizes us even more.
Yes.
Yeah, I've noticed that when I worked with the element, there'd be times when I would work with the element, and I would just seem to know what to do. So I knew that that was coming from within me.
Yes.
And, you know.
Recognize how much. It's no different than even taking a breath and realizing how much can you realize that you're actually breathing. It's written in the book, in the great book, the Bible, that God breathed through the nostrils of man and woman and gave him life. Well, if that's true, if that should be true, that God breathed through the nostrils of man and woman and gave him life, well, then we're breathing in the breath of God. How deeply can you realize that within your life? And once you do, what happens in your body from that? Watch the oxygenation give you life from within you as it explodes and the neural responses are getting fantastic within you. Realize that a little bit, that you're breathing in the breath of God or the godliness or the divinity, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't care, the creator, right. The universal self. It doesn't care. You're breathing in its breath, its life. And watch the change that happens in your body that way.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that. I understand it all.
Now, Jesse, don't forget, Mark told you that things will start to shift for you in the next 2 days. You want to recap that
days,
real quick,
doing
Mark?
That, I'll start to notice things.
Yes.
And but they're not going to do it unless you put the effort in from your heart. You have to make yourself. Because we sometimes get complacent, and as you know, and we have to break that complacency. And you have to, so importantly, purposely make yourself do something in order to get the momentum going again.
Right.
Or else they're just words.
Okay. Yeah.
Capiche?
I understand what you're saying.
Good.
Yeah,
so we
I
hope we
like
served you well, Jesse.
Excuse me, Leilani?
We hope we have served you well.
Oh, you have. You have.
Excellent.
If you ever want to color a light at your place, let me know and I'll set it up.
Okay, excellent. Yes, Terry's going to call me tomorrow, so... There's
okay.
Some individuals that I would like to share with you as well in connection in some spiritual work, but we've got to get you up on your feet and be and strong.
Yeah.
So go with okay, Terry
go.
To see Mark over at Pandora's.
I have
seen Mark twice do his work. First time I went and I sat there just for a few seconds and I knew already, you know, because
right.
You know I do this work. And a healer knows when they see another person that can really shift energy, and this man can definitely shift energy.
Okay. I'm very familiar with Pandora's box.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
In fact, I can walk there in about 30 to 40 minutes.
Excellent.
There you go. He's there on Tuesday nights, okay?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Also, this coming 21st on Chandler and Kyrene, Chandler Boulevard and Kyrene at a Unity Church, the Unity of Divine Love there. It's right
okay.
on Kyrene.
Yes.
Matter of fact, the exact address is 325 North Austin Drive. It's right off of Kyrene and Chandler Boulevard. And let me give you the phone number of it. It's 480...
North Austin Drive?
Yes.
So what's the number?
It's 480-792-1800. I'm doing a workshop this Saturday, a one-day workshop. For the first time, I'm bringing the intuition integrated into healing. And it's going to be quite a remarkable class.
I'm sure it would be. Buses don't run on Saturdays.
I'm sorry?
I'll be able to get there. Huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The buses do not run on Saturdays.
Okay.
I don't own a car.
Okay. All right.
Just put it out to the universe, because, you know, the universe just loves things.
You know, someone will give you a ride. Maybe someone will give you a ride home.
Okay. And what's the name of this place again?
The Unity. It's a Unity Church. It's Unity of Divine Love.
Okay.
And pre-registration is recommended through that phone number. It's going to be a nice little crowd there.
Okay.
All right, dear friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank
both of you for your time and efforts.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah. And I will pursue what has been suggested.
Be well. And hugs and kisses to you.
Yeah, hugs and kisses back, my lady. We'll talk to you soon, I promise.
Okay. Good night to you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
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 Wonderful person.
Wow, Mark, this is great, isn't it?
Hey, wonderful person.
I just love it. Share more about your classes and Pandora's Box and other events that you're going to be at.
Oh, thank you.
I have been really
out of appointments out of my home, first of all, my little condo, and I'm in Scottsdale, right off of Scottsdale Road in Thomas, and my phone number that I can be reached up until 10 in the evening, except for tonight, of course, is 480-423-5888. There's people from all over the United States and sometimes around the world that come to see me, and I also have an apprentice program where I teach people according to their schedules for 3 days a week for a full month, for 3 to 5 hours a day, and or they can have for 2 weeks, 5 days a week, for 2 weeks, or they can have for one full week, 5 days a week. And I teach them how to work like I do. I feel that everyone has the ability to work with healing, and I teach Reiki Masters. I teach all modalities of different things that are out there, and medically oriented people, non-medically oriented people, how to work with spiritual healing. And I also teach a very ancient technique that came to me that I call the abdominal release. And it's just an amazing thing. The abdominal release is it's so awesome, and there's benefit for men, there's benefit for women. It works, say, for women. It works with emotional dilemmas, intestinal difficulties, infertility, PMS, hormonal imbalances, headaches, lower back discomforts, lung difficulties, let me see, endometriosis, diverticulitis. Medical people are blown away by the results when these people go back to their doctors, unexplained weight gain, et cetera, cramping. It's an awesome, awesome technique for men and women. And I also have a what I call the spiritual body release. And I talk with the person when they come here, and I'll work with them after I talk with them, finding out what to, specifically you want to work with. And I'll have them on the table for about an hour, hour and a half. I'll work from head to toe. I have the workshop, the Living Intuitive workshop. I have spiritual emotional counseling by appointment or phone. I have the healing circle on Tuesday nights. I have the apprenticeship working with me, and there's other events that are in the planning right now. I do traveling. I teach around the world. Right now around the country, I've taught in many cities. People sponsor me to go to various places in the country, or if they want me to go somewhere in the world, I'll do that, as long as there's, you know, everything's all pre-set up. And they do sponsor me legitimately. And
yes.
I don't know what else.
Well, let's give out your website. And
website is www.spiritualmatters.us. That's spiritualmatters.us. And it'll talk also about my new book, Take My Life, which is an awesome, awesome dialogue between the voice and I. One time I was going through not too long ago, many months ago, I was going through a dilemmic experience in my life, And I was arguing with God, and I kneel before this little candle that I have.
Oh, I've done that too,
yeah,
let me tell you, Mark.
And for 3 hours, I didn't get anything for the first time in many, many years. And so I went to bed. It was 4:44 in the morning, and all of a sudden there was just light everywhere, and the voice started speaking. And we had a dialogue for, I think, 3 or 4 days, off and on, whenever I went to sleep. And in the foreword and the afterword of the book, it's a short book, it's only 85 pages, but in the foreword and the afterword, those were the only parts that were corrected. The dialogue of the voice was perfect. It needed no editing, and it was professionally edited, and the editor was blown away by how eloquent it was in its speaking. And the other book that I have, Creator, The Revelation of Healing Yourself and Others, is off the market right now. It's being reworked. I'm adding about 50 to 75 pages to it. And I have several CDs that were professionally done, spiritual exercises, etc. And they can be gotten off their website as well as the book. And again, the phone number is 480-423-5888. That's my personal phone number. And up until 10 at night, and then that's it. And if I don't answer, I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Now, do you have an email as well? If individuals,
yes,
you know, had any questions,
or, oh sure,
you know, about your classes or your healing,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, they can either go to the website to get it at www.spiritualmatters.us, or they can email me directly at Mark, M-A-R-K, E-A-R-L-I-X, at AOL.com.
Okay. What about the website, theartofhealing.com? Is that another site of yours as well?
No, it leads into spiritualmatters.us.
Okay.
It's all the same, really. And the webmaster who's in Virginia fixed it up so that there's no confusion anymore.
I got it. Okay. For all the listeners as well, as I want to remind you that on my show page I have a wealth of information, and I do have all of Mark's information posted there as well,
right,
including his website, email address. I will have to make an adjustment to the website address, but the one I have up there will lead you to the website. If you will send to me, Mark, about some of the current classes that you'll have, I'll also post that up for the listeners as well.
Oh, fantastic. Great. And what I'll do, I'll be finishing the schedule probably within the next week and a half or 2 weeks, and I'll send you everything. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I also want to mention to our listeners is that Mark also has a blog site as well, and so I find that it has a wealth of information on it as well. So please, you know, I really encourage you. It's all about empowering yourself.
Yes.
And you know that my reputation is always bringing you the most informative information and guests on this show to share with each and every one of you. And I will personally say I have really looked forward to having Mark on this show,
yeah,
to share with all of you. I don't ever have to really tell you guys how much I care about each and every one of you, because I know that you know this, and I show it every week through my guests and the knowledge and the wisdom that they bring forth to share with all of you. So please go and take a look at it. If you'd actually like to speak with Mark this evening, I want to remind you our toll-free number is 877-270-8714. Same area code, three different separate numbers. The area code is 530-876-9026, 876-3223, or 413-4515. We'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, Mark is going to take a 3-minute break, and he'll come back and join us, won't you, Mark?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So we'll look forward to having you back with us in 3 minutes, and enjoy your break. So we'll see you here soon. On that note, you know, it's just amazing. It's always such an honor and a pleasure to always connect with all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. And, you know, one of the things that I really, truly desire to share with each of you is the total effort and dedication that Don and the other staffs of BBS Radio, including every one of the show hosts, we work very diligently and passionately to bring you the very best updated information to assist you in making sound choices and decisions for your own personal spiritual growth. And I do know that each of you will agree, it's just amazing to watch all the incredible new show hosts that we have come on board. It's amazing to watch all the growth that has been taking place with BBS Radio. I mean, every day we've got new things that have come in, new links that Don has worked very hard to put up for all of us. I tune into a lot of the shows. We have so many new show hosts. I mean, we have 74 show hosts with BBS Radio. And so, you know, there's just a wealth of information that each of you are able to really tap into. And I just want to thank all of you for allowing me to just share a small part of myself with all of you. It's a real honor to be able to do that. And I hope that if you have any suggestions or ideas or subject matters that you personally would like to see on this show, don't hesitate to send me an email. My email address is imdivinelight@aol.com, or you can send me an email as well as imdivinelight22@yahoo.com. Now, that particular address, the Yahoo address, if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, that's right, we have a newsletter. You'll need to send me an email address through the yahoo.com, and this newsletter goes out once a month, so we'd love for you to join us. I have asked various of guests to write articles for this newsletter to share their personal insights and wisdom with all of you. I also wanted to share with you as well is, you know, it's really interesting that the first caller for this particular part of the show talked about a possible scam. And I have posted some of that information up there as well. And one of the reasons why I have done that is that it's our sisters and brothers. It's our fathers, our mothers. It's our grandmothers and grandfathers. It's our own children, and they have come out with such a vengeance they're like thieves in the dark. And I have posted up there, if you should, or a family member, or even a friend, I've posted quite a bit of information how this scams unfold. The things that they'll have you do. I've just put a lot of information up there. I've even given you some different links that you can report these types of activities that are going on. And I'm really passionate about this lately because I see things happening to other people all the time. I don't know about you guys, but I work very hard for my money. And my intent with the monies that I earn is to assist humanity for a higher purpose than someone coming to think that they can be thieves of the night. And let's all remember them in our prayers. Let's send them a lots of love. Let's deliver them to God that they may see their way to a higher way of interacting with us as a whole. It's very important for all of us to work together collectively. And we are the ones that have to say, no, this is not acceptable behavior. And I believe if we all stand together that we can do something about this. But just remember to say your prayers, ask that love be directed towards them. A lot of times I just give them to God and say, God, please do whatever is necessary for their highest good that they may return back home into the Christ consciousness. So I hope that you will join me in this particular area of helping to bring our world to a much better place for all of us. On that note, let's see if our guest is back with us. Mark, are you with us?
I sure am.
Thank you. It's really interesting that one of the callers talked about a scam, and I had just got through posting that on my show page with different links if someone should be plagued by or get entangled in that type of activity. You know, at least you'll know where to go for help.
Life is synchronistic.
Yes.
And how wonderful it is. You just got through doing that, and here it is.
Yes, isn't that amazing? And you know what was really interesting as well? I didn't have any of the email letters that, you know, I always get inundated with. And so I went on ahead and posted all this wealth of information. I went through how it unfolds, how they entangle you step by step. And I said, oh, but I don't have actual letters for, you know, them being on their deathbed or the winning of the lottery. And as soon as I said that, Mark, here they came, one of each. And I actually posted them up, and then I also posted other types of scams as well with further information on how to approach these types of situations.
Funny,
so enough of that.
Everything's in the mind of God. And some people call it the higher consciousness. It's all there. It's as we were talking about earlier, I believe that, and which means to be live, that everything, I accept that every single thing that we do in our life is a setup for something. There's nothing that's ever just started and just stopped. Everything is a continuation of everything else. And same thing with the dilemmas of the dramas and traumas in our bodies and in our hearts and our minds and everything. And it's all a part of the whole, and it's a setup for us. As we touch another person's hand, we're feeling the warmth from our own, that the life moving through us. And then, you know, the other person has their reaction to it. If we're working on someone or we're just touching someone out of love, it's all there waiting to be acknowledged, and there's a reason that we're experiencing these things, and it's to acknowledge ourselves and to find that wholeness within ourselves, and we do that if we're observant.
That's absolutely correct, and you know, and I've been really working in those areas. It was like something got sparked within me. And, you know, one of the dilemmas that I personally was going through, it was I had this recording going on in my brain saying, what's the sense? No one's paying attention anyway. What's the sense? Am I really making a difference? What's the sense? Is anyone really taking notice?
Yeah.
And as this record kept playing in my head, I found myself sinking into a really dark place.
I understand.
And I thought, oh my gosh. And it's really interesting because you had mentioned earlier that, you know, you've had you had you were having an argument with God and stuff, and I have done that as well. And it's so incredible, because when I get into those spaces, how God answers me.
Yes. And it takes those times in order for that to happen, though. Fortunately or unfortunately.
I understand that, by the way. Does it sometimes, I want to ask this question, does it sometimes take us to get sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Yes. Yes. And, it takes that, and sometimes it takes getting mad at ourselves, and other times it takes getting mad at the world or mad at God, or we find something to be mad at, and then we are just so upset with the way things are happening. But we always notice that there's an afterwards, and it's in the afterwards that there's a different dynamic that's happening. There's a shift in consciousness because we've faced it. We've become conscious of it. And in that moment of consciousness, known or unbeknownst to us, there's something that changes, and there's a recognition within us that there is this godliness that's alive and well, and it just wants to give to us. We don't know that, though, until we get tired of what we're doing and the way we're living or what we're accepting in our life or what's around us or what's in us or the healing that hasn't happened. It takes that tiredness of it. Then we find out later in life that it took that moment of that tiredness or that disgust with ourselves or other situations that led into the healing or these greater monies coming in or a new home or a car or being able to get things done. Unfortunately, we live in a world that distracts us, and our place is to become more conscious, more aware. And it takes effort in order to do that, because in the world that we're living, it's almost as though we're asleep and wrapped up in the dilemmas of the dramas and traumas.
Well, it's interesting. I'm glad you said that, because, you know, a lot of the listeners can indeed tell you that I'm always saying this on my own show. And I'll say, you know, stand back and pay attention, or, you know, become the observer. Because a lot of the things that are going on in our world today are devices that keep us entangled all the time from even just tapping into the true value of just our lives in general.
Sure.
You know,
take even a person that has ulcers in life for 50 years. It's taking a look back. Well, when's the earliest time that I can realize having ulcers? And then, well, when's the earliest time that I can remember having stomach ache? Or I remember one time that when I was very little, I was watching my mother and father argue, and I felt helpless. I saw myself in a flash for less than a moment. I saw myself being helpless and my stomach feeling queasy. I was not in control. I didn't know how to handle it. And I felt a funny sensation of butterflies in my stomach. And that led into compounding itself the next time they argued. I learned the pattern. That's where my bruise started. And then it kept growing, 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 until one day I was on the floor in pain. I couldn't get up. I was. My parents came down to where my room was, and they saw me immobilized, paralyzed on the floor in a fetus position. And it could have developed, and over the years it did develop, more and more and more into abdominal distress. That was leading into an ulcer, the doctor was telling me. It was leading into an ulcer. And I recognized that one day. I saw where it started. I no longer had to carry it because I recognized it. That was the end of it, and I knew that. I accepted, because I recognized it, that was it. I no longer had to relive that in my life. And since then, of course, it's been gone. You know,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
at the same time, we have this ability to understand that we have a cellular memory. That's the bruise in life of the things that we participated in or reacted to. That's the cellular memory that retains within us until we recognize our dilemma. And we no longer have to live in it then. We no longer have to participate in the pain or the discomforts. That's one tool
yeah.
to use.
It's interesting because last night when I was sitting on my sofa, I had situations that happened, you know, when I must have been no more than 6, 7 years old. And I watched it unfold right in front of me. But what was really profound for me is that I was making the connection of where the pattern lied in the present moment.
Yes. Let me tell a story, and this might, in a sense, hopefully help answer that. Many years ago, when I was in Illinois, there was this woman who came from Israel to see me. She'd been to the best neurologist in the world, and she had massive migraines, and no one could help her. She would have 3 migraines a month, and they lasted for at least a week apiece. And even the meds wouldn't help. They relieved a little bit, but that was it. And she was on heavy-duty meds. They just always pumped her with it. So she came to see me, and I, at the time, I used to have people just stand up. And I was working on her. I put my hands on her head. And I was so curious what caused these darn migraines. And I worked down each arm, and I worked down her spine. I worked down her front torso, and I got past her waist, and I got down to the left leg. I kept getting it stronger and stronger and stronger. It's like the morphic fields, the fields of information, as quantum science refers to it as, were emanating so strongly as I went down her left leg, and finally I found a causal area. It was her calf area. And then, here it is. This is a 65-year-old lady, a young lady, I should say, and 65 young, and here I'm working on her calf. I put my hands on, barely touching her calf muscles, and I got a flash in my head. I saw her when she was 5 years of age, and I saw her in an alley with buildings all around separating the alley and on both sides, and there was these boys. There were 3 or 4 boys, I don't remember, that put up a rope, and they called her. And her mother, prior to that, said, "You have your really good dress on. Don't tear it." And so here she is. She's downstairs from the 3rd-floor apartment in this alley where these boys are, and they put a rope out, and they didn't tell her that, and they called her. And, "Quick, come here, run, run." And so she started running towards them, this 5-year-old girl, and they pulled the rope up and played a trick on her, and she fell and tore her dress. Then she was crying, and then I saw her with blonde hair, the dress she was wearing, everything. And then her mother later had yelled at her for tearing her dress. And she hit her head when she fell, though. And
okay.
That was the cause of that. And so it was all in the calf muscle, which represented to me a specific age, a specific time in her life, and how she took things in life emotionally. And I worked with that, and I asked the translator, she spoke Israeli, and I asked the translator to ask her if this is true, and she started quivering and crying. Her whole body started quivering, and she was pouring out sweat. It was all being recognized right there, the entire pattern of her life. And she said it was, yes, that happened. She remembered it, and it was the first time she remembered it since then. And she never had migraines again. I've gotten an email from her since then. Never again. It was all.
And that's exactly what happened to me last night. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, you know, I had totally forgotten about that experience, and there it was. And I could identify and make that connection of what was going on here at this very present moment.
Yeah.
And it was so profound, and I thought, you know, when I myself are working with a client and so forth, you know, it's like that because you start seeing these things unfolding, then you're able to shift, you know, the person is able to shift. Because really, truly, it's the individual that's doing the healing.
Exactly, and we're just the facilitators.
Exactly. And so I never made the connection with myself. It's like, you know, and so now I've got this passion of, you know, how do we help people really understand that a lot of things that's going on in their lives right now, right this very moment, has a lot to do with past experiences from when we were much younger, sometimes
mm-hmm.
even in the past life.
Everything is a repeat. Everything, the way we laugh, even one day, many years ago, I was doing workshops on healing, and I burst out laughing, and I watched myself laugh, and I remembered where that laugh came from. There was a dear friend of mine who was always getting these girlfriends, and he would use his laugh as a attractant, and so I figured in my head, and I was putting two to two together, oh, it was because of his laugh. So I replicated his laugh in my life. Everything that we do in our life, everything that we say, everything that we think is a continual replication of something that we've experienced or are going through right now because of something that has happened. Everything. Why not break the mold? And
I have actually found myself mimicking someone else's laugh.
Always.
As a matter of fact, I've even observed a voice change.
Yes. Yes. And
or someone else taking on physical characteristics of another individual.
Sure. And we can actually do that because that's the way that we correlate or communicate with the world. It's a part of us to do this. And we're here, we're all humans, and it's a part of our nature, and there's nothing incorrect in it, but we have to ask ourselves, who am I really? And the true self is within us. It's a cell, it's a light within the mind of God that we dwell within. We dwell within this embryonic fluid that we're composed of and is composed of us, and we're a replication of the godliness. We're in a holographic image, as they say. And it's just like God, we use a mirror to see our reflection. Well, we're the reflection of the godliness. We are, and it's up to us to find that within ourselves and to let it express. And I do the same thing. You know, I understand.
Well, and let's, if we may explore that just a little bit, you know, it's like, how does one go and find that within themselves? Is it through meditation, or is
exactly.
it shifting enough traumas and different experiences that inhibit us from moving forward? I mean, how do we...
If we are attracted to the dilemmas, that's all we expect in life, or the dramas, that's all we're going to get. If we learn to utilize meditation... Now, my purpose of working with meditation is to get answers, and that's the way that I was taught. And so I utilize meditation for answers and or an elaboration on a subject that I don't know anything about. And so if we utilize meditation, if we go within ourselves to ask the voice an answer or something, it's going to communicate with us. It's going to commune with us. We're going to become one with it in the communion mm-hmm. of that answer. We can't help it. It wants to give so desirously to us. 24/7, every moment on the moment, it wants to continuously, unconditionally give to us freely. And through the communion of meditation, through contemplation of affirming things in our life, and just being still, that in itself will find a focus. And when we're in focus, we're not doing an exercise, we're not sleeping, we're not thinking of anything else, we're focusing. Meditation will help us. contemplation will help us to get into that world. That's when the true self comes forth and expresses forth from us, from ourselves.
So when you say be still,
yes.
What does that really mean? Is it sitting on a chair with your eyes closed and just sit?
Nope. Or it can mean that, or it can mean like when you're on a job and you're just so focused that you're doing something and that you have blinders on. Nothing else in the world outside of that exists. That's a form of stillness. That's when...
I do a lot of that.
Hey, and that's why you're also extremely intuitive. One of the reasons that perpetuates that intuition, which means the inner teaching.
Well, I'm just loving this. This is good stuff, you know. And it's nice because, one of the things that used to really, it was a little pet peeve of mine. You know, someone would say to me, well, you need to work on this. I'd say, okay. So what are some of the steps that I can take to work on this? And they'd go, well, you know, you need to figure that part out. And I'm going, it's like saying, be still. Well, what does that really mean, be still?
There's a lot of chatter that goes on
ways.
In our minds. And it's a great exercise to come into the stillness. It might be difficult at first, or it might be very successful at first. It's to sit in the chair. Or sit in the bed, or while you're laying in bed, sit up, or sit in a chair, whatever your preference, and focus on one ear and wait until you hear the vibration or the ringing in the one ear. Focus on, say, your left ear to start. Focus on it for 3 minutes until you are into that tone, and the tone will start to change. And you don't have to think it's tinnitus or disease or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Just recognize there's a vibration that you're perceiving. It might be the vibration in your body, or it might be the true music of the spheres. It'll be a note, and it'll turn into a clearer and clearer note. And now it might take a couple weeks to develop this, but as you do that, for the second 3 minutes, focus on your right ear with the same tone, with the same note, with the same vibration, however high-pitched it is or low-pitched it is. And whenever you start to hear the vibration from the other ear, focus back on the right ear. Or if you're focusing on the left ear and the vibration from the right ear comes in, focus back on the left. Don't settle for hearing both.
Mm-hmm.
Then, just do one at a time.
I appreciate you really breaking this down, and you know, because, you know, there's a lot of listeners that are, you know, are searching on their path, and, you know, when they hear these terms, they're going, I'm sure they're in the back of their minds are saying, well, what does that really mean?
And for every person, it's a different experience. It's a different understanding, and because we're so unique, we're all pieces of personality within the mind of God, so we can't replicate anyone else.
Yes. I want to get into as well, if we may, and I'm being really drawn and pulled in this direction, so I know it's very important. One of the things you'll find with me, Mark, is that I don't believe it's me that actually does my radio shows.
Oh, I understand. It's not me that does the healing either, you know.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because a lot of times when if you came back and asked me what took place on my radio show, a lot of times I can't remember.
I'm the same way. It's spirit. It moves through us. It comes forth because that's our prayer, and that's been initiated, and we set it up to do that.
Yes, and so I'm being led to take you to this direction now. Let's talk about when someone comes to see you for a private session. What are the protocols? What does that look like for an individual?
Well, say if a person has I work in two different venues. One is with the body, whether it be accidents they've been in or past surgeries, where things didn't settle, or their organs were still displaced, or their scar tissue, or there's broken bones in them, or injuries of some sort, or there's biological, neurological, or whatever. And the other venue I work with is the emotional arena. And
okay.
I'm not a psychologist or a medical worker. I have no knowledge in the medical field. But I let the godliness take over, as you were expressing. And we talk for a little bit. I find out a person's history a little bit. And then I say, okay, if it's for the body, I say, let's get on the table. Otherwise, we'll talk with the emotional. And I'll be able to help them in their life, most likely, to get the appropriate answers for them if it is the emotional. And I'll show them another side of life, their life. And they'll hopefully and most likely leave with a different perspective of life, and things will be changed in their life. If it's the body, when they're on the table, I work very extensively for the hour and a half, and I do everything I can to address the causes, the painful situations. I may perceive the things intuitionally, which means inner teaching. That's what intuition definition is, inner teaching. And I express to them, if I do, what I've seen was a causal or a time in their life where something perpetuated into who they are, what they are, and why they are today. And then if a person wants to reschedule with me for another appointment, that's fantastic. You know, all the better for them. You know, whatever's
necessary.
When you're
actually doing the body work, Mark, are you hitting certain pressure points within the body to release the experience or the trauma?
What happens actually is that I'll scan my hands over someone. And earlier I mentioned that everyone has what quantum science refers to as morphic fields. But the morphic fields emanate forth from us and they carry information. So as I scan my hand either a couple inches or a foot above them, I'll feel disruptions in the energetics of the human. And I'll go to those specific areas, like in the abdominal cavity. I'll be able to find between 1 to 300 places in a person generally where a dilemma is stored. And say if something happened, they had a motorcycle accident, I'll be able to scan over them. I'll feel either a deadened area or I'll feel an excess of an energetic coming forth from them. And I'll go to that area. And the cranial people, they work with something called the dura.
Yes.
Some of them know about it, some don't. Some people in medicine know about it, some don't. It's a fine, fine tissue that encompasses all the organs of the body, including the brain. And I have come unto the understanding that, well, I call the dura the breath. And I know that and other people don't seem to understand this, but it does exist. There's another breath within that, and that's the breath that I'll go to. And it's almost like a lava lamp, that globule,
yeah.
And I'll help bring it into accordance where the person most likely will feel better in their life. Something will change physiologically or biologically or neurologically.
Now, so, when you shift the physical, naturally a shift takes place emotionally and mentally as well, doesn't it?
Yes, according to the person's needs for that moment. Because we're so unique that we're different people in every different moment and we're relying upon different conversations of our lives.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Well, I know through my own observation, when I came, you know, of course I had heard about you and so forth, so I went and checked you out.
Which
I did. And it was amazing because there was one woman that I recall, her left leg was substantially much shorter than her right leg.
Okay.
Much,
yeah.
I mean, there was, you know, there was no denying how short her left
yes.
leg was compared to the
other leg. It
was about
4 or 5 inches, I think.
Yes, it was quite substantial. I do know that. And of course, it also created some lower back
pain
for her.
Oh, God, yes.
The
whole structure
was
out because of that. And that's been that way for all of her life.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, this is, I do this all the time with people. It can be a 1/32 of an inch off, which can create damage to the body, or it can be 4 or 5 inches, and it'll affect your body, and it creates damage. And so I have them lay down on the ground, and I'll wave my hand over them, and all of a sudden they're better. Their legs are of equal length or close to it.
Oh, yes, because that's exactly what took place. I mean, we watched her leg, I think it was just, it wasn't even, it was so, you had brought the leg, left leg back to almost the identical length of the right leg. And then so you had her, you checked the length of it. And the thing I want to get a point across to the listeners this evening is that Mark did not touch this woman. He did not put his hands on her. He just shifted the energy around her legs. And you did go up in her upper parts of her body as well. But once she stood up, as he checked the leg, it was the same length. It was just a degree off, not much. I mean, you couldn't really tell. You had to really look for it, and then some. Then she stood up, and her lower back area had corrected itself as well.
Yes, and she didn't even know how to walk after that. She was so unused to that in her life.
So we tell the listeners what you did for me?
Go ahead, please.
Well, Mark went straight for my mental body, people. And rightfully so, because I'm a person that thinks a lot, that creates a lot, and so forth. So my mind is always engaged. But it's interesting, too, because I can get very focused in an area and drive through that area.
Which is good,
and
though.
And I'm guided. You know I'm guided when I get like this.
Most definitely, and it's good. It's good.
Yes. But because there's so much about you that I'm really hoping that the listeners this evening really understand the gift that they have having you here this evening with all of us.
And I'm gifted to be able to speak to them, take it to heart that everyone has the ability to work with healing for ourselves or other people. God doesn't care. We have the dilemma. God doesn't.
That's a fact, isn't it? I've had him. Okay, this is so cute. I have to share this with you, okay, Mark?
Please.
I've pitched a fit. I'm an absolute fit. You would thought I was a 2-year-old pitching a tantrum. And what was so interesting, after it was all said and done, then he would say to me, "Feel better now?" And I'd say, "Yes, I do. I feel much better." He says, "Now, can we get on with things?" And I can't tell you how many times he has said that to me, more than I would like to remember, actually.
I hear you.
And he was just...
I got those T-shirts in my closet, too. They're on the other wall.
I've had Archangel Michael do that to me as well, but, that's for another show.
Yeah, I hear you. I have Gabriel and Rob.
But let me ask you, Mark, because I've been very passionate, and I'm going to be 50.
You're young.
On the 23rd of this month. I've never been a person that's had a problem with about age. Okay. But what I have found is like this thing went off inside of me. It started happening around the end of March. And I have been on a personal mission to really shift Leilani.
Okay.
And where I have been really zeroed in on is my core issues. Now, I have a list of what I have
felt that our core issues, and of course the one that was on the top of my list, was having a love relationship with Leilani. Okay? So I wanted to find out from you this evening if there was any guidance that you could give me or areas I may not have thought or considered at this time to take a look at.
You've started to have this because, as you recognize, you're shifting, you're changing. And it's between the age of 40 and 50 that naturally the Kundalini begins to rise. That's a natural event. But we're so unaware of that, and we're not taught that, that you become more enlightened within yourself, and the old drops away anyways. What I'm suggesting is get rid of the core issues and write out what you want to do and where you want to be. Two lists. And you'll find that the life that moves through you from the Kundalini and the energy that it generates will manifest these things for you, all around you in your life, whatever you want. And you'll have a cognition of yourself loving you, which you're already beginning to have, and you've already established.
Yes.
But it'll develop into another realm of consciousness.
It's just, you know, it only took me a matter of 10 minutes, and I sat down on my bedroom floor, and I started playing my tones, and I started looking in the mirror, and it took me no more than about 5-10 minutes to shift it.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like my heart was exploding. Of, you know, at first it felt pain was squeezing my heart.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden it just exploded.
Yeah.
And tears came rolling down my face, and I just sobbed. And I really allowed myself to give, you know, to really sob. But I kept saying the words over and over again, and then all of a sudden I knew it was done.
Yes.
It was done. Now, what I have also been doing is going back and reinforcing the work I have done to strengthen that particular area. Now, I will say this. I've had a lot of activity going on with my Kundalini.
Yep.
The other night, I promise you, I thought for sure there was going to be a big explosion with my Kundalini.
Yeah, a lot of people, they try to study Kundalini and make the effect happen, but it happens naturally anyway. Otherwise, we're injuring ourselves for a couple days or for a couple years. And when we try to force it, it's like crashing the gates of heaven. You can't do it. It's not possible. And then people give up, and they give up spirituality, and which is good, because then they're able to come into it naturally.
Okay, because that has definitely been happening to me.
And it is
really
happening.
And what was profound as well is, you know, I had shared earlier in on the show was how I sat in the backyard and I felt the flame ignite inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, whoa, I haven't felt that in, gosh, at least 7 years. But
it's awesome. It's really, really awesome. And we didn't even initiate. You didn't initiate it. It happened naturally because it was perfect for you. And you didn't have to do anything to have that happen. You didn't even think of it before it happened.
No.
That's right.
No.
Because it's so natural within you, and it wants to do it naturally anyway. How wonderful.
And it did, and it's amazing because I have felt, you know, an incredible amount of passion. I've been extremely happy.
That's great.
Yeah, and you know, it's so interesting because that truly is our natural state. I've always had the awareness that that is truly our natural state. I'm one of those individuals, that I get, when I get up every morning, I actually get up in a great mood. And when I get up feeling angry, I go, okay, something's up, which is a very rare occurrence for me.
And it's changed.
And when that, I probably had maybe 3 or 4 experiences in 50 years
mm-hmm.
of actually getting up and knowing I was angry.
Yeah. And it's letting you know that change is happening. And it's no different than saying, a lot of women come to me and they say, I'm crying and I don't know why. It's just crying, crying, crying. Maybe if we can focus on, oh my God, I'm really feeling the love of God inside myself. And maybe that's why the crying is there. And that's what's perpetuating it. If there's nothing else to cry for, why not contribute it to the love of God? And if they can focus on that, I'll ask them how it feels. Well, it's warm. Or I'll get a flush. Well, that's the love of God moving through you.
Mm-hmm. So you made a suggestion for me, and by the way, thank you.
My honor.
For your guidance. Is getting clear on where I choose to go in my life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was the other category?
What you want to do.
I'm writing this down.
The first list, what you want to do. Be precise, what you want to do. And the second list, right under that or next to it, is where you want to be. Because that's what you're coming into now, that list.
Oh, I got it. Oh, my, that went right through my body. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God. I got it. Okay, so. Yes. Thank you, Mark. That shot right through.
That'll change your life.
So, what you're saying to me right now is like I have a blank, brand new canvas.
Yes.
Sitting right smack in front of me. And
the old one doesn't apply anymore.
Okay, may I share a story with you?
Please.
Okay. It's been 2 weekends ago now, I was invited to a barbecue, so I went, and this man that had just spent—he spends a lot of time with the different Native American tribes.
Mm-hmm.
One of his fondest tribes is with the Yaqapai Indians.
Oh wow!
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have met him one other time at another gathering, but anyway, he actually came in specifically for this gathering. And so here I'm sitting just doing small talk with people and everything, and he walks up to me and sits next to me, and he says, I have a message for you, Leilani. And I said, uh-oh, okay. So he proceeds to tell me, and maybe you can help shed some light on this. He said, I just needed to let you know that you just graduated through the eye of the needle. And you have walked a path of 7 years of being tested. And you've just graduated. And he says, now, if you will permit, what I need you to understand is that when you made this graduation, you had to find your way through the eye of the needle, and you did it.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, okay. So I get that part about, because it's a very narrow path. I mean, how many times do you try and put a thread?
And it's so easy to fall off, and all the old had to fall away in order to get through that eye.
Yes, that's what he told me.
Yep.
And he said, you did a great job.
Yep. And now, the consciousness that you carry is so much greater in its understanding, and the understanding, the experience of all the things have turned into wisdom, and you have it within you.
Yes. And what's been interesting, too, is the flood of information that I've received has been profound in itself. I also have noticed that extreme clarity. And I've re-establishing boundaries. I am learning to say no now. Just ask, if anyone has any doubt, just ask all the people I spoke to yesterday.
That's awesome.
Yes, and that has been a challenge for me for a very long time, is to say no.
That's awesome.
And people got that yesterday all day. And my girlfriend said to me, "Oh my God, are you on a mission or what?" But we're almost out of time. Can you believe it?
Oh my God, yeah. Look at this. 9:17 almost.
So, I believe what I'd like to thank you so much, Mark, for that.
Oh, my pleasure. My total pleasure.
The next question I have for you is, I'd like for you to share whatever other wisdoms or thoughts about the healing, or, you know, for their own personal journey, and that you would like to share with them that we may not have covered or would like to recap once again.
Well, a couple things. My phone number is 480-423-5888, and I am available for appointments or the Healing Circle, etc. I have a workshop coming up at Unity in Chandler. And I do accept apprentices, and I'll interview you and talk with you a little bit. And I have people work and observe me, and then I have people eventually learn to work with people the way that I do. And I pound the person, you know, verbally. I give them lecture, et cetera, and I give them practice. And I also teach my form of meditation and the abdominal release, et cetera, and many other techniques. I've even seen.
Let me stop you there real quick,
because
that was another area. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to touch on that if we can real quick. I'd like to learn more about that. Do you actually... If someone came to see you, do you actually do that release with them as well?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And say if it's a woman or a man, they might find a shift in their body weight. They might find that the aches and pains that they didn't know about that they have discovered as soon as I touch them, their whole consciousness changes, their cellular memory changes, and I may be able to, at times, see what was the cause of that, even though sometimes I may not, which that's fine too. It doesn't matter to me. But they'll feel better. They'll know that something has happened. And that's the main thing. And it's through the intuition that I'm able to find these places. The inner teaching, it guides and directs me. And I trust it. That's all healing is knowing and accepting, which is trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I allow that to move through me. I've worked with well over 25 to 35,000 people in the past many years. And, you know, most people tell me that something has changed in their life. They no longer are of the same nature or similar. And they're without their distresses, et cetera.
Let me share this with you, if I may, real quick, is that, you know, most of my life I've always been in the body weight range between 115 to 120 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And in the past couple of years, I have put on a lot of weight.
There could be log jams in your system, and sometimes that can be taken care of.
Well, Mark, can you check your schedule? I would love to come and have that done.
I'd be honored.
If you feel that that's something that
I don't do anything. I let the old man or old woman upstairs, which is really inside, you know, do it all. And I never know what's going to happen. And each person has a wonderful, you know, experience according to their needs. And
yes, and I got really drawn to that when you were talking about it earlier. And so, you know, obviously, if I get drawn to it, that is another, you know, area that they're saying, hey, this would really help you.
Sure, sure. You just let me know when you want to see me, and I'll tell you what's available.
Okay, okay. I will do that. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Oh, my honor.
I sense that that is extremely powerful when you do that work.
It is. It is. It's pretty cool. And most people pass out on the table, and they don't have a choice. And it's not from pain or anything like that, but there is no pain. Though someone will feel when they're finished that they've done sit-ups, and it's most important that for the next 3 days that they drink a lot of water to flush the toxicity out, and because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot being released. And
well, I'm on a mission, you know, and I'm doing a lot of this, you know, prior to my birthday, and so I'll send you an email on that, okay?
Sure.
But if I can get you to go ahead and finish sharing your thoughts with everybody, let's do your website, too, as well, okay?
Sure. It's www.spiritualmatters, M-A-T-T-E-R-S, .us. And my phone number is 480-423-5888. And what else?
How about let's announce about Pandora's Box?
Oh, yeah, on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, except for tonight. My apprentices, previous apprentices are taking over for tonight. But at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evenings, every Tuesday, at I believe it's 1949 West Ray Road in Chandler. And for directions, you can call them at 480-812-2900. And there's a healing circle there. Every Tuesday, and I work, first I give a little spiel on what's happening with the Art of Healing, my organization, and it's incorporated, and then I start working on one person at a time for a few moments, and most people, again, tell me that something in their life has changed. I don't want to make any claims, I don't tell anyone they're healed, I let people tell me, and I've gotten thousands upon thousands of letters over the past many years. I've been doing this for 36 years, and I've seen lots of different scenarios and situations with healing and conversations about it, and the conversations that we carry in our lives that sometimes even create our dilemmas of who we are, what we are, and why we are today. Also, there's a workshop that I'm doing at Unity in Chandler, and what is the phone number for it? Or I believe I gave you the phone number for at the Healing Circle. It's really for the, I don't know what the Pandora's Box phone number is. But
oh, here, I've got it right here, matter of fact, so I'll just give everyone that information, and I'll even make sure I give the address again. So,
all right, and the Living Intuitive Workshop, I'm combining two workshops on Saturday the 21st in Chandler at Unity there. It's going to be very unique. It's on healing and intuition and utilizing both of them when working with people. A very awesome, awesome workshop. And it's only, I believe, from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 or 4:30 the latest in the afternoon. And that phone number is 792-1800, area code 480.
Okay, and repeat that one more time, please, Mark.
480-792-1800. That's for the Unity, where the Living Intuitive workshop is going to be. It's a one-day workshop from 10 until about 4 or 4:30. And it's understanding the power and your potential of your intuitive development and helping to develop the intuitive sight more effectively in your everyday living. And also
mm-hmm.
learning how to, of course, utilize the guidance and direction of the voice within you. and how to find it, and you'll leave with the experience of it. Everyone.
Oh yes, you will.
Does.
That I can definitely. I'll ditto that. By the way, let me repeat the address once again for Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. If you'd like to join Mark.
Sure. It's 1949 West Box.
And that address is 1949 West Ray Road, number 18, and that is indeed in Chandler. The phone number there is 480-812-2900. And for all you Arizona people, the main cross streets are Ray Road and Dobson. So, and it's right there on the corner, but give Pandora's Box a call or just drop in and be there. But I would suggest that if you're going to go see Mark, go in at least 15 minutes early, because when Mark is there, people from all over do indeed come. I mean, we're not talking about 10, 20, maybe even 30 people. We're talking about a whole lot of more people than just that.
Yeah. Now, right now, this is a newer healing circle, so there are going to be between 20 to 65 or 80 people. And, you know.
Mark, that's still a lot of people.
It's okay.
So, and give the gift of love. And tell your friends, your family members, your coworkers about it. You know, invite them to come
yes.
with you. Make a day, a nice day of it. Go have dinner together, and with the plans of going and seeing Mark, and start taking charge of your life, because you are the power and the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. But I must say good night to you, Mark. It's been a real pleasure and an honor to have you.
And it's been a pleasure just being on your show.
We invite you back, so we'd love to have you back. And we'll be talking to you further about some future endeavors as well.
Great.
And see how that feels for you.
All right. I'm all for it.
Great.
I already have an
understanding. Thank you. On that note, I send all my love to each and every one of you, and may that your every breath that you take, you be blessed with all your heart's desires, and remember to love thyself and love your families. Just remember, you are the power and the intelligence of you, your world, and activities. Be well to each and every one of you, and a good night. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know where he's at, Mark. If you'd like, you can go ahead and hang up if you'd like, Mark.
Okay.